Well, good afternoon. It's Bops here, and we're going to do another Q&A. Woo! So this is to celebrate 200 subscribers, so yay! Thank you so much for subscribing. I appreciate it immensely. It's so cool and kind of amazing, so thank you so much. So let's just get started, because I have a feeling this has the potential to ramble for quite some time. I'm highly caffeinated right now, so who knows what could happen. So let's start with the first question I got was actually via PM. So it was Anna versus the pizza, which I love your username. It makes me so happy whenever I read it. So let's get started with her questions, and those are cat or dog. So this is like such a difficult one, because there's absolutely no way that I could choose between the two. I am both a cat person and a dog person, so I have cat friends and dog friends, so there's no way I could choose between them. They're both so cute. So that's my answer. Pineapple on pizza or nah? I'm gonna go with nah. I'm not a fan of the pineapple on pizza. I know some people dig it, and that's really cool, but no, not for me. I'm pretty much a pepperoni extra cheese kind of gal. So become a bajillionaire but can only orgasm once a year, or stay as you are, but everybody else will only orgasm once a year, and everybody knows it's because of you. Ooh. This one's going to make me, like, oh gosh. This is terrible. Okay. Everybody will know it's because of me, because they can only orgasm once a year, which would make for, like, an awful life if I chose the first one. That it, like, no, yeah, I'll orgasm once a year and everybody else can do their thing. I can at least get by and just have like one day where it's a really great day. It's like the best day of the year. That's what I'm gonna go with. Okay, do you say tennis shoes or sneakers? I usually say kicks. And then sneakers. I don't think I've ever said tennis shoes. That's weird. I never thought of that one before. Okay, next question was burger or pizza? Ooh, that's a tough one. Because if it's, okay, like, it's not that difficult to mess up a pizza. So I'm going to go with pizza. Just because, like, if it's a really good burger, then it's totally worth it. I'd probably choose burger, but those are, like, few and far between. So, pizza it is. Waffles or pancakes? Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say pancakes. I like pancakes a lot. So, pancakes. But waffles are really good, too. I still have love for waffles. How do you pronounce graphics interface format? The correct way to say that is GIF. And I'm sure, like, that's going to spark, like, a huge conversation on who's right and who's wrong that, like, most of my friends and I get into a great deal. But it's GIF. Anyways, crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter? I'm going to go with smooth peanut butter. I'm not a big fan of the crunchy peanut butter. Like, if it's crunchy peanut butter is actually, like, really good on celery. But on everything else, smooth. Final answer. Okay, coffee or tea? Oh, God, that's another really hard one. I can't answer that. I love both of them so much. I'm going to say coffee just because Like, coffee gets me where I need to be in the morning, like functioning in the morning. So I'll say coffee, but then for the rest of the day, it's usually tea. And at night, I drink tea too. So I love them both, but I'll say coffee. Oreos are chocolate chip cookies. I'm not like, I love cookies, don't get me wrong, but I'm not like a huge cookie person. But I would say if I had to choose, I would probably pick a chocolate chip cookie, like a freshly baked chocolate chip cookie. Because if you're going to eat Oreos, then you need milk. Well, technically you need milk with all cookies to eat them like the good way, but... let's see, tacos or burritos? Oh, that's another hard one. I'll say burritos because they're less messy, but like a good taco is, have meh kind of orgasms every day or have a holy smokes fuck fest for one day every month. Oh, that's hard. That's a hard one. Anna with the hard questions. I'd say I probably choose the Holy Smokes Fuckfest for one day every month. If they're like that Holy Smokes, then it'd be worth the wait. And that's not, a month's not too long. I mean, yeah, it is if you're talking about orgasms, but yeah, Holy Smokes Fuckfest. I like it. All right. If you were given a free trip to anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? Okay. I'm going to let my nerdy side shine here. If I could go anywhere in the entire world, I would probably go to New Zealand. And yes, if you can put two and two together, it's because of Lord of the Rings. So it's just so beautiful. And I actually have a couple of friends from New Zealand, and all of like the pictures I've seen are just absolutely incredible. And Lord of the Rings. So, and the next question is, how are you so cool? thank you for calling me cool. I don't think of myself as cool, but, it's probably because if I had to guess why somebody would think I'm cool, I really just kind of am myself all the time. So it's a lot of work trying to pretend to be somebody that you're not. So I say embrace who you are, be yourself all the time. And yeah, I guess it makes you cool. Next question is favorite audio you recorded and by someone else, if there is one. My favorite audio I've recorded. I really like, it's weird. It's kind of like when I'm reading a script, that's like all I'm focused on. And like for like a couple of days, like, rehearsing and then recording, and I kind of have that mindset. So then once it's released into the Gone Wild audio universe, it's kind of like out of my system. But the one that I really had a lot of fun with recording, it was a lot of fun. Oh gosh, I'm gonna try to remember the name, and I can't right now what the title of it was, so I'm gonna cheat and pull it up here and see. But it was like the audio was like I was sketching, it's called You Want to Model for Me, and it was written by Buttery Croissant, and I had a lot of fun with that. It was the script had like cues where it was like you could, like, it had poses that basically you had to like describe. So I had a little fun with it, and I brought in the whole like Titanic reference, and that was fun and funny, I thought, but nobody ever said anything about it. And I was like, oh, that was funny. That's just me. Anyways, so I had a lot of fun recording that one, because like as I was recording, I was actually like sketching like a figure as I was trying to get the sketch sounds. So that was really fun, and I had a blast recording that one. All right. My dog is sitting next to me, so if you hear like little grunts and groans, it's her. She's very like blasé today. So you might hear her reacting. She's not very happy with me right now. Anyways, we won't go into that one. Oh, and then my favorite recorded audio by someone else. I might have to like plead the fifth on this one, because there are so many audios out there that I really, really like, and I can never remember the names of titles. So I always have to go back and like reference my saved list. But I'm going to take a sip of tea. Okay, so the next question was, how was your 2017? My year was pretty awesome. I can't complain. It was a pretty good year. So, had a lot of opportunities to improve career-wise. So, that made me feel pretty good about this year. And I got to see a lot of concerts and shows, so that's also good. So pretty successful 2017, I can't complain. Okay, so next question is, movie or TV show you could watch over and over again? Okay, so TV show that I could watch over and over again, there's two. So I usually, like, every couple of years will, like, see what I mean? This one over here. I'm sorry, am I boring you? Let's hope not. Anyways, so TV show. The two TV shows. 6 Feet Under, which is probably my favorite TV show ever. I just love that show, and I watch it all the time. So if you're ever in like a, like, done like binging your shows on Netflix or whatever, and I just kind of want to watch something, I will put on 6 Feet Under, and it is an amazing show. If you've never seen it, it is highly recommended. And then movie, I'm going to say movies, because it's technically like a two-part. Kill Bill, hands down. I could watch it over and over again for forever. I love them. Okay, so, and then the next one is the top three songs of the moment. This one was hard for me, because I'm constantly listening to music. So I will say the top three songs that I've been listening to a lot of lately. One is by a band called Dark Rooms, and the song is called I Get Overwhelmed. And it's a wonderful song. I think it was like written for like a movie soundtrack or something. It's great, and you should listen to it. Second one is Kishibashi. Kishibashi. I love saying his name. and that song is Honey Buddy. I've been listening to that one quite often as well. It's fun. And then the third song, I would say, the band is called Charles Brand, and the song is called Malibu Yurt. And that's a fun one. It's like super catchy and fun. It gets stuck in your head. All right. So then let's go to our next little set of questions. I will scroll up and see. And okay, horny metalhead and hardcore guy 734 ask, any chance we might see any more of you? So check my subreddit, because I did upload a smile picture because I saw this and I thought of y'all. So next question. And this is from user that will do it. What is your go-to breakfast? I am a total breakfast person. I love breakfast. I could eat breakfast food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner all the time if it were up to me. My go-to breakfast food is probably, if I had to choose, I love English muffins. I'll have like an English muffin in the morning. Sometimes it's oatmeal if it's like really cold out. It's nice, like sticks to your ribs. And then in the summer, I eat a lot of cereal. So the next question was, would you consider, uploading me singing? No. And this is super funny because I was actually thinking about this. I was like, you know, I can upload audios of me coming and orgasming and like moaning, but not of me singing, which is totally hilarious to me. So no, I don't have a bad singing voice. It's not a bad singing voice, but it's, a very distinct singing voice, I guess. And, there's just something like, yes, there's something deeply personal about sharing orgasms with everybody, but it's like the creative artistic side of me, like it's more soul bearing to hear somebody, to have somebody hear you sing or show your art, or yeah. I know it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense to me. So next question is, what is your favorite audio? What kinds of audio do you like listening to? I think I've answered this before, and it's constantly changing. So recently I've been on kind of like a more like dominant male audio kick. And those are always nice to listen to, but then sometimes it's, like submissive audios, or Ramble Faps always. Love the Ramble Faps. More Ramble Faps, please. So it varies, but always my tried and true Ramble Faps. What are your favorite safe for work subreddits? Ooh, that's a good one. Let's see. I really like Real Life Doodles. Those are super cute and funny. I like philosophy. Trying to think here, other ones that I visit. iBleach. iBleach is adorable. There's lots of like little fuzzy cute animals doing adorable things. And then Earth Porn. I love Earth Porn too. And photography. So there's some safe for work subreddits that I happen to enjoy. And then let's go on to the next set of questions. Illegal Bandit, hello. He asks, can you function/live without coffee? No. Actually, I think the better response is, yes, I could function and live without coffee, technically, but would I want to? And the answer to that is no. Do you have any party tricks or amazing talents we should know about? I don't know. I don't, like, party tricks, probably not. Like, yeah, no, I don't think I have any like party tricks, or amazing talents. No amazing talents. I don't know. That's a really hard one. All right. I'll say this. I happen to be a really good roller skater, and my dog is just crazy. Listen to this. Are you okay? You gonna make it? Yeah? Pets? Okay. We got belly pets happening right now. Silly dog. All right. Did I answer that question? I don't know. See, I get distracted. Yeah, I said I was a pretty good roller skater. All right. Next question. Do I have a go-to or favorite position for sex? I don't know. I wouldn't say it's like a go-to, but or favorite. Yeah, you know, doggy is pretty nice. Recently, though, it's been like, okay, so it's kind of like girl on top, but it's, I don't know what the official position name is, but like the guy is sitting against the headboard, kind of sitting up, and then the girl straddles him, and that's really nice. And that one's really nice. I like that one. or doggy, but that's kind of like, you know, impromptu, like just bend me over something and fuck me. So that's always, I guess, the go-to. So the next one is, who is your celebrity crush? Ooh, I have to think about that one. I might like go back to that. I don't know. I don't really have crushes on many celebrities. I would say, the last, I'm trying to think, I don't remember what his name is. And now I'm trying to remember what his character name is. Hang on, I'm going to Google it because this is so terrible. Okay. Okay. What's his name? Okay, so the TV show that he's on is Silicon Valley, and he plays Jared. And, okay, hang on. There it is. His name is Zach Woods. He's adorable, and I just absolutely love his character on that show. So it's kind of like a character crush, I guess. Anyway, so let's go on to the next question. Have I been skydiving yet? So I was, supposed to go, this summer, and a hurricane prevented me from doing so. So it has been postponed. So no, I haven't been skydiving yet, but it's still on my list. So, hopefully, maybe like late spring I might go. We're gonna try to work that out. So let's go on to the next question. So the next question is from Stepwise. What's your most played song this month? Ooh, that's a good one. I'll have to come up with a new one other than my top three. Okay, so probably the song that I've been playing the most lately is by a band called Manta Rayburn, and the song is called Pristine. It's kind of been in rotation for the last couple of months, but it's like gets recycled in your playlist, and then you come across it again, and you're like, yep, I have to listen to that 50 million times. So that's what that's what's been happening. So yeah. Next question is from Gabriel Kane 1. Hello. What is your ultimate fantasy? So I'm going to be kind of a smartass on this question. So literally right now, my number one fantasy, because you didn't specify whether it was sexual or not, would be a vacation to a tropical spot, preferably secluded, with little to no clothing, and to get a wonderful tan and just like bask in the sunshine and warmth. for a few days and like sip on cocktails and not have to give a crap about anything else. That's my number one fantasy right now. And that's a pretty good one. So the holidays can be very stressful, right? So that's all we'll go into that. Anyways, so next question is from Red Knight 47, and he asks, what is your dream car? Ooh. You know, okay, so here's the funny thing. I've never really had a dream car. I would say if I had to have, like, if I had to pick a car, it would probably be something like a classic car of some sort. Like a Camaro, maybe? Like a 67, 68 Camaro? Yeah, that would be nice. But, like, my dream vehicle is actually a motorcycle. I've always wanted a motorcycle, and one day I will have one, and it's going to be amazing. So, the next question is, if you could have dual citizenship with one other country, which would it be? Ooh. There's so many. There are absolutely so many that I would love to have dual citizenship with. That's a tough one. Possibly right now I'm thinking from like what would be like the most easily accessible. And that would be Canada. So I live in the USA. So I would probably choose Canada for dual citizenship, and that way I could travel all around, and yeah, it would be easily accessible. I mean, I could say another country, but what are the odds of me actually being able to do that? So realistic answer. And then the next question was, are you right-handed? I guess technically I would be right-handed. However, I was Catholic school, and I was left-handed, and they made me right-handed, which I'm still not bitter about, not at all. But in fact, it made me, what's the term? Ambidextrous? Ambidextrous. So I can do like tasks and stuff both with both hands. But primarily if I'm writing, it's with my right hand. So, and then inspired entirely by my flair, do you happen to have a favorite Godzilla film? I'm not like a huge Godzilla fan. I mean, I have seen a lot of the Godzilla movies, and probably I'd say like the classic Godzilla, like black and white Godzilla movies. Those are pretty cool to like put on and watch. But yeah, no, they're very entertaining movies. So, next question is from Abel Archer, and he asks, so butt stuff, yay or nay? Also, would you peg Tom Hardy? I bet you would. So, Tom, we've had this conversation before, so, you know, if you want me to fuck you in the ass, I will. All you gotta do is ask. I mean, it's literally that simple. So just like PM me or something, okay? Jeez. Anyways, okay. So let's go on to the next question. The next question is from Metal55. Hello. And he asks, what's your opinion on semen? taste, where do you and don't you want it? Semen's great. I mean, pretty much anywhere except for in my nostrils and in my eyeballs. So, yeah. what's your favorite drink or liquor? I'm a whiskey girl. I like whiskey. usually if I'm going to a bar and I want to order a drink, I'll order a whiskey sour. So, and then what bra and panty size are you? So without going into too much specifics, I will say panty size is a medium, and then my bra size is I am a 32C. So sorry if that ruins anybody's dreams. Anyway, and then do you like pubic hair on guys or girls? Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody should do what's comfortable for themselves. So it's never been like a preference. So I think if you rock pubic hair, then fuck yeah, good for you. And if you don't, then fuck yeah, good for you too. What's something you wish every guy knew about girls? You know, I would say that like every girl is different, so maybe that. Yeah, like don't chalk us all into one big bowl. We're very different people. Okay, so the next question was, what's something you've always wanted to know about guys? Okay, so I've always found it really intriguing, and I always want to know, like, what does a male orgasm feel like? Like, the process of getting there, what's it feel like? That's very interesting. So I've asked that question quite a few times, and I've gotten a few responses. And it varies. So it's very interesting and intriguing. So, and then we had some more questions from Middle 55. That was, what's your preference regarding guys' facial hair, short beard, long beard, shaved? I really don't have any preference. Like I said before, kind of like rock what you feel. Like if you want like crazy beard that you can like braid, go for it. The only thing I will say is like most guys that have beards and stuff, they let the beard grow over their top lip, and that you should kind of keep trimmed a little bit for the ladies or gentlemen. So next question was, what are your top five favorite movies? Top five? Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can name that. That's a lot of movies. Oh my goodness. That's so hard. Okay, so my favorite movies, that's two of them right there. Kill Bill, Volume 1 and Volume 2. My third favorite movie is probably The Fall. If you've never seen that, it's just visually beautiful, and the story is pretty awesome. And then fourth one, Fight Club. I love Fight Club. I could watch that a million times. And then fifth one, Amelie. There's craziness going outside my window right now. Yeah, Amelie. I love Amelie. I could watch that movie a million times too. So those are my top five, but they always change. Yeah. What's your favorite video game if you play? I'm not a I don't really play that many video games, to be honest with you. So I don't think I could appropriately answer that. I will say when I was a kid, I played the hell out of some Mario Kart. So next question is, who are the hottest actors/actresses in your opinion? Okay, so kind of going back to the next one. I've never really been like a big person that follows like celebrities and that sort of thing. So, I will say that, like off the top of my head, who I'm thinking of, so actresses, Rosario Dawson, she's epically beautiful and a phenomenal actress. So I love her. Actors, Cillian Murphy. He's great. Like, he's been in so many great movies. And he's very interesting. He's got a very interesting face. Very, like, almost ethereal lines. It's, yeah, he's very attractive. let's see. And then, last question is from Low Growl. Hello. Have you ever been lost? If so, what happened? Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know if I've ever been, like, really, really lost. Like, there was one time when I was a kid, and we decided that, like, a bunch of my friends and I were going to walk to school. And, like, we had seen her older brother and his friends walk to school, and we were like, ah, no big deal. Like, we could do this. So we decided... I think there were maybe 3 or 4 of us or something. And we decided that morning we were all going to walk to school, but we were running a little late. So his brother and his friends had already left. And so we had to figure out how to get to school, and we ended up getting crazy lost. and at one point, there was a creek that we couldn't cross, without going over, this little pipe. And I remember us all, on our hands and knees, crawling across this pipe. And, one of our friends fell into the water and was, soaked. And we had to walk all the way back. And by that time, the school had called all of our parents. And we're like, where are your children? And they're like, we don't know. We ended up getting into a bit of trouble, but it was quite the adventure. And it was fun. But unfortunately, we weren't trusted to walk to school for a little while after that. So that was fun. All right. So those were all of the questions. And this was super fun. So thank you for letting me ramble on a bit. Hopefully this will be enjoyed. So hopefully I'm not too boring. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season, and relax and enjoy the festivities. So have a wonderful day. And this is Bop signing off.